Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is David Linden.
Good morning.
Kind of forgot what this segment is even. You know, let me think now. Oh, how embarrassing. The Christina Lou show when she's sitting right next to me.
How dare you. Oh,
a senior moment?
Oh. But nevertheless, this is the time when everybody in the town of North Hempstead wakes up. It's amazing. They're at their desk. No matter what they do, the coffee goes down. Okay, everybody's away from the water cooler, and everybody's turning on the radios. Right. Christina, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. This morning is really flying by. We were just talking during the break about all the wonderful guests that we've had on today, which is great. I said every show that we have, there's always something I'm learning, which I think is a testament to how great this show is.
I saw Irish yesterday.
Oh.
Golden Nuggets.
Did you? That's right. The golden. I think we should have those on T-shirts. I think we should really patent that. But yeah, it was definitely a wonderful, wonderful segment. We want to tell anybody who has any topics or possible guests to please call 311, and we'd love to have you on.
Yeah, that's how these come about, some of them.
Absolutely.
It's through Christina, but I mean, somebody talks, she's at something, and all of a sudden you want to come on the radio, and
over
they're on.
Over the transom.
The what?
Over the transom.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, and that's what's great. You know, we're very fortunate. A lot of our Project Independence programs, we have these committees, and you know, the radio show, we have a very solid committee. I'm not biased, but it is my favorite committee. And what's wonderful is a lot of the members really take the program seriously. And, you know, everybody knows somebody.
Right.
You know, you might know someone who's interesting. I mean, you certainly have doctors. You know, there's different agencies you might know. And that's how we've really got a great base about this. So it's wonderful. So please call 311 to do all that. Well, it's been quite the exciting week in the town of North Hempstead. What's a wonderful program we have that is provided through community service is this book club.
Oh, I heard about this.
It was really fun. And we'll give a little shout out to Joyce and Gia from community service, who it's their little baby, this whole project. And they read amazing books, and they have a great little discussion, and they have different themes and food that goes along with the book. So it's always fun. So this go around, they had Congressman Steve Israel. He came in to discuss his new novel called The Global War on Morris, which is a political satire about pharmaceutical salesmen from Long Island. And it's supposedly very funny. They had all these amazing things, and kosher lunch was a big thing in the book. So they actually had kosher deli lunch come in. It was really an adorable little theme. There was little signs. And what was really nice is that they got, you know, Congressman Steve Israel to come in and actually do a discussion on the book. So it was a really wonderful day. And if you're interested in joining that book club, you could also call 311, because they're always reading tons of hot new books. So call 311 for that.
This is the same one that goes through the summer then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they you know, right now it's meeting at Clinton G. Martin Park, but during the summer they meet at
Fun
Day Monday.
Okay.
And it's great. You know, it started very small. It was, and they read the books on the Kindles. So when you join, you get a little Kindle. There's some people who don't want to do the Kindle route, so they'll have the hard copy book as well. So it's really a great little group. So call 311 or 869-6311 if you're interested in joining that club. We also want to remind everyone that the Supervisor Judy Bosworth will be giving her third State of the Town address, and that's going to be on January 29th at 1:15 p.m. at the Clubhouse at Harbor Links, and it's free of charge for residents to hear the speech. So I definitely recommend everyone to go to that. It's, you know, you get to hear all the accomplishments of the town, you know, in 2015 and what's to come in 2016. So I think it's definitely worth all the residents going to that.
But it is a reservation only because it's several hundred in the room, and then it's done.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I would just, you know, and I know, like, they're pretty good with the chairs. I mean, there's a luncheon portion, but the speech itself is, you know, is free. So that's January 29th at 1:15 p.m. at the Clubhouse at Harbor Links in Port Washington. And the supervisor also wants to remind everyone that the next town board meeting will take place on Tuesday, January 26th at 7:30 p.m. So that's definitely, I think, you know, if you're a resident, you're interested in hearing what's going on, that's certainly the place to go. And what we always talk about is great is that they let you ask your questions in the beginning. Mm-hmm. They change the format because these things can go on, you know, for hours upon hours. So that's January 26th at 7:30 p.m.
I don't know if we told the story on the air once, that I was at a meeting and heard about this, when Tom DiNapoli was an advocate, and he still is an advocate, but at that point in time, he was a young advocate in his 18, 19, 20, 21, and they came to a town board meeting. I don't know what they were talking about. They wanted to make a presentation about something, but at that time, it went at the end, and he says by 11:30, everybody had left him.
Yeah.
And so it just lost all its purpose.
Yeah.
And so Judy, that's tremendous, because if you want to go, especially from a senior perspective,
right,
you don't want to be there at 12 o'clock at night. And some of these meetings are ridiculous because you have a permit, somebody's looking for a variance or whatever it is.
Yeah, they can go on.
Oh, the lawyers are showing up and there's graphs going up on the walls.
It's definitely can be very long. So I think it's great. And, you know, you get to be heard, and the supervisor really makes a point of hearing, you know, what the residents have to say. So that's January 26th at 7:30 p.m. And we also got a little note from the supervisor that she just wanted everyone to take a moment and recognize the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. His birthday will be coming up this Monday. And it's just a reminder of all of his contributions to the civil rights movement and all the liberties that he fought to protect. So just a little shout out from the supervisor for that. We also, and also on Monday, you know, where it is Martin Luther King's birthday, it's also the Romeos will be meeting on Monday. So equally as important.
First and third Mondays of every month.
Yes. You want to give a little plug about the Romeos, David?
Romeos it stands for Retired Older Men Eating Out. Actually, we brown bag it.
Okay.
Except for those of us who have little lunch buckets. It's a men's social group. And, you know, Keith, our first guest, was talking about discussions groups, and sometimes it gets a little acrimonious. And at the Romeos, we have one rule, which is ironclad. Any idea that comes forward, you may think it's the most stupid thing you've ever heard, but you don't say the person who put it forth is stupid.
Right, right.
You maintain civility.
You wink to your friends, right?
Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. But, maintain civility. Yeah. But it's been going now for what? We're in our third year, I think?
Oh, even more. I think it started in 2011, 2012 of September. Yeah, so it's...
I read an article in the news that I talked to... Christina said, hey, you think we can do something interesting? I know a couple of guys that might be interested, and we're off and running. And it's been going ever since.
No, and I think what's, you know, nice is because the Romeo group has, you know, taken off in so many wonderful ways, that a lot of times we get phone calls from, you know, it's twofold. We get a phone call from someone who's interested in joining the group, and they just need, you know, a little push from someone else.
Right, the Romeos
are the ambassadors. You know, they'll call up and explain group. And it's really, we get that a lot. Like a social worker will call me and say, you know, so-and-so wants to join the Romeos. You know, can one of them call?
If the trip isn't convenient, start one in your area.
And I know that David also, speaking of starting one, has, you know, presented. You went to the Westbury Senior Center once to discuss about, you know, starting up your own group and stuff too. And it's great.
It's a social group. And an intellectual social group, current event, whatever you want it to be.
And that's what I think, you know, is great, you know, especially in Project Independence, you know, we try to offer all different kinds of groups, you know, because different groups might appeal to, you know, different people. You know, the Romeos, they don't have a facilitator kind of format. Mm. You know, they operate on that. You know, we have other groups that do have facilitators as well. So it's really what your preference might be.
So the Romeos is Monday.
The first and third.
This Monday is Romeo's.
Yes.
And this Monday is Martin Luther King's.
Yes.
Yes.
What else is this Monday?
The 18th.
No, but what else is this Monday? I see what it is. It's 76 days this Monday till Christina Liu's birthday.
Right.
Yes. You know what?
Change it up
a bit. Put that on the calendar. I think I need to add that to the calendar.
That should be a topic at the Romeos.
Yes.
What everyone's going to do for my birthday.
Oh, Romeos has one other advantage over other social groups. We're open-ended.
Yes.
We start around noon, and we quit when we're all talked out.
I know, and that's what I always love, too, because I will get phone calls, how long's the group? I was like, well, that is really just up to how it goes.
We're usually 2, 2:30, somewhere around
there. Yeah,
but people that come and go.
Well,
no.
for the most part, they come and stay.
Okay.
We
grow
up, few people have an appointment after
right.
go.
Okay.
But
they lock that door and don't let people leave until it's
over. We have a core group of about 12 to 15 every
they're
meeting.
There for the whole duration. Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah, no, it's really a great group. And speaking of groups, we have a lot of other groups around the town, and we really want to let people know that we have a caregiver support group and a bereavement support group that will now be offered at Clinton G. Martin Park, and that's in New Hyde Park. Gail Salas, who's one of our gerontologists on staff, she does wonderful. She's been providing these groups. She's provided in Great Neck. She's done Port Washington. So now it'll be at Clinton G. Martin Park. So if you're interested, it's definitely worth calling. It's a 311 you can call, and you know, we'll connect you to Gail, and she'll explain a little bit about the groups, and you know, she really wants to get a following and then set
right.
a date like based
okay.
on what
okay.
works
people
for
that
everyone.
Were looking for it. Okay.
Absolutely, because she's open, you know, whatever works for, you know, the most people, she will absolutely schedule. So that's a caregiver support group and a bereavement support group. So.
And the one thing with bereavement support groups, even people listening, they're going to say, I don't need it. You come for one meeting. And then you realize you're not alone in this situation,
yeah.
and something that you think will never end will end mm-hmm. over time.
Yeah.
I mean, we say it all, not we, it's death and bereavement, it's like a roller coaster.
Yeah.
And it's nice
yeah.
that they're very bad ones in the beginning, that there's somebody there to talk to. And
it
Gail is
wonderful.
And
it's just, you know, and just being in that group setting with people who mm-hmm. are going through, you know, similar
yeah,
things
that,
to you, in itself is just an absolutely powerful thing.
You're not alone
yeah.
in this.
Right, perfect. Not, it's good.
And that's, and that's what's great, is that, you know, you make relationships and connections that could go outside of, you know, just
that's
the group
too.
Itself. So
and
it's
if you drive at night.
Yeah, right. That's it.
You're gold.
And if you can't drive at night, you could always call 311 and talk to Shari, and she will help things out. She'll give you a list of those who can know. On top of that, we also have a Blankets of Love group that is every Tuesday, and that's at Clinton G. Martin Park, and it's a wonderful group where they do knitting and quilting and everything. Oh my God, are we running out of time? Wow. I looked up. I was like, oh, everyone's getting quiet. What's going on here? But Blanks of Love, that's Tuesdays, and then we will tell you more when we come back.
Yeah, we're going to take a break right now. You're listening to Project Independence in You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.